From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. At the risk of simply droning on, I'd like you to consider what's happening in the world of unmanned aerial systems, those pilotless machines that most of us just call drones. Max and David were just talking the other day at the UAV Digest about the half dozen or so petitions the movie industry submitted to the FAA asking to fly drones in support of filming. Now, as David and Max will tell you, I'm not nearly as enthusiastic about the drone movement as they are, but not for the reasons most people might think. I know the handwriting's on the wall. Drones are coming. There was a great story in the Wall Street Journal today about drones carrying out hurricane research at altitudes where storm forces would tear a manned airplane to bits. The feds have been running predators along the Mexican border for years, too, in support of customs and border patrol efforts. Drones can remain aloft and fly into places too dangerous for humans, not to mention they never seem to get bored. I get it. What has me worried, though, is the ever-stronger pressure from the industry to approve. Builders want to sell their machines. Users want to fly them. Lobbyists want Congress to pressure FAA to say yes, now. But those of us who fly in the national airspace system are really afraid of the risks we face from a drone wandering into our paths. Think about this wording from the recent SnapRoll media exemption petition I read. It says, quote, "Given the small size of the UASs involved, 55 pounds in this case, and the restricted sterile environment within which they will operate, SnapRoll falls squarely within the zone of an equivalent level of safety in which Congress envisioned the FAA must, by exemption, allow commercial operations of UASs to commence immediately." Unquote. Now, SnapRoll Media's videos are awesome, and they push the envelope already. But to me, there's no proof yet that we can successfully segregate drones from manned airplanes. We only have the word of operators that they can and will. To them, safety seems like, well, just another box to check. The research on sense and avoid technology to keep drones and airplanes apart isn't even complete. A June 10th FAA news release says the agency approved commercial drone flights over Alaska's North Slope, a place where a number of business aviation pilots who conduct power and pipeline control recently told me they've had a number of close calls with those little devils. Yet FAA approved this effort based on the manufacturer saying it was all safe. Does anybody remember CB radio from 30 years ago? That useful chunk of our radio frequency spectrum was completely regulated by the FCC. You needed a license to operate back then. I still have mine, in fact. But then something went haywire, and people began violating the few FCC regulations in place faster than anyone could track them down. Eventually, the FCC gave up, and CB radio became the Wild West of the 27 megahertz frequency band. Under the best of circumstances, the FAA is going to be hard-pressed to develop regulations to keep drones and airplanes apart. But under this ever-faster drumbeat from the drone manufacturers, potential users, and lobbyists to make it all happen, I'm afraid the FAA is going to cave, long before we have the proof we need that these things won't someday come sailing through my windshield when I break out of the clouds on a 200.5 approach. I can't believe I'm saying this. For once, I'd like the FAA to take all the time it needs. But I doubt they're going to get it. But if the FAA gets this one wrong, they're the ones that are going to take the blame, not the industry. Think differently? Send an email to rob@jetwine.com with your thoughts. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.